do things your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for welcoming me into your space yet another time. Today, I want to talk about walking in peace. There's so much things out there to distract us and cause us to operate in a place of fear. But God, who is our God of peace, He wants us to walk in peace. And this is what I sense that He's saying to us. To those of us who have received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we have received what Jesus has. And what He has given to us, He wants us to receive. He wants us to know that we are entitled to all that He is and has as a result of our faith in Him. He tells us that we have been given the peace that He has, and that He wants us to walk in it. In John chapter 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He tells us that His peace gives us freedom from disturbance and creates in us quietness and tranquility. And this should be our mental disposition always. It should be the place from which we live, and it should affect those whom we interact with on a daily basis. He reminds us, however, that this position is made possible only as we remain in Him, by obeying and trusting Him. If we are truly obeying and trusting the Lord, our minds will be on what He says to us about everything that concerns us and everything else. This kind of obedience and trust is the equivalent of a mind that stays on the Lord. According to the words of the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 26 verse 3, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Going back to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, the peace that He has given to us cannot be disturbed by the troubles of this world. This peace is not of this world. It is not dependent on what the world puts their trust in. Their source of peace is not ours. Our peace is in Jesus Christ. Let's hear the words of Jesus to us, His followers, in John chapter 16, verse 33. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have the tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." He overcame the troubles of the world. Therefore, this peace that is in Him is a peace that overcomes the troubles of this world. And we are in Him who has overcome the world. So receive the peace that is yours in Christ Jesus, and do not let your heart be troubled by the world's troubles. And I'm going to leave you with two scriptures. One is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. "For He Himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation." And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." What an amazing promise, or promises that He has in His word for us. Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Hear the voice of the Lord, all you people of earth. Be ready to obey what He says. With one voice, let us Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.